Welcome to The Trending Show. This is the show where we tell you what's been trending on the internet for the week of May 13th all the way through Sunday, May 19th. I'm Natalie Morris. He's Mike Quackenbush. We're the people who tell you the stuff.
Mm-hmm. I feel so welcomed into the program.
I'm glad. I'm glad you feel welcome. This is a welcoming place.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place of knowledge, my friend. I'm going to tell you, first of all, who the mother is and How I Met Your Mother. We start with Google search terms, and that trended on Monday, May 13th, How I Met Your Mother. Now, what do you know about this show?
I know that I've watched it after movies on plane rides, because if not being force-fed to me like that, like other, you know, CBS has some kind of deal with the airlines, right, that do the entertainment packages. That's the only way I would ever watch The Big Bang Theory, is because I'm being forced to.
Right.
How I Met Your Mother is a intended to be funny program with Doogie Howser in it.
Yes. So I guess the whole premise is that he's a single man and you're following his dating life about how he ends up finally meeting the one who becomes the mother of his children. But it's 8 years now that he hasn't really met the mother yet. And this week he finally meet the mother. So this is known to be a very coveted TV role, since people have been wondering who would be the one. The actress who plays the mother is Kristen Milioti. She's a 27-year-old Broadway actress, and people were very excited that they finally get to see this person.
I can't believe anybody cares about that show.
I know. People really do, though. It's a big hit for CBS.
Right. Do you think that that's somehow mitigated by the fact that being a big hit for CBS is not the same as being a big hit?
Probably. Probably.
All right.
Okay. Okay, well, how about this big hit for Fox 24, also trended on Monday, because the Kiefer Sutherland show is coming back. Fox confirmed that they're going to relaunch the show in May of 2014. But only 12 episodes have been greenlit, which doesn't make a lot of sense, because the way they're going to do this is not 1 hour per show, which is the 1 hour the same day of the week. I'm not describing that well.
It's meant to happen in real time.
It's supposed to happen in real time. It's supposed to be 24 episodes, which represent 1 hour of a 24-hour period. Well, now they're going to just jump around, but it still will only represent one day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. I don't think they should change the premise if they're going to call it 24. They should just stick to the 24 hours.
Right, and 12 doesn't have the same ring to it.
Right. So I used to watch this show. I watched, I think, season 1, 2, and 6. So I wasn't all that loyal to it, but I liked it enough to stay with it when I was with it, I guess. What do you think of this?
You know, it was in my Netflix queue when I allowed my Netflix subscription to lapse. But given that Netflix is about to start getting some of my money because of Arrested Development Season 4, maybe when I log back in after all this time, they'll still be waiting in the queue at the end, in that spot, you know, in your Netflix queue that you never get to. Like back with the documentaries.
Don't pretend you're going to get to it. You're not going to. Okay, let's talk about Angelina Jolie's boobs, because the term Angelina Jolie mastectomy trended on Tuesday, May 14th. The actress revealed she had both of her boobies removed. She did this because she does carry a rare cancer gene, and she would rather get rid of the boobs than risk the cancer. She's 37 years old, and her mother died of cancer in 2007, so she's got particular concern about this. She had the surgery last week. She's reported to be doing just fine.
Oh, all right, well, I can't tell you how often I'm thinking about Angelina Jolie's boobs, so this comes as quite a relief to me.
Oh, good. Well, you can stop thinking about them because they no longer exist. Okay, Amy's Baking Company trended also on Tuesday, May 14th. This is the name of a restaurant that was featured in Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares. The owners are a married couple. They were so heinous that Ramsay actually walked off the program for the first time, said, I'm not going to help you guys anymore. Some of their bad behavior included pocketing the waitstaff tips, admitting they had fired over 100 people, picking a fight with a customer who'd been waiting over an hour for his food, serving pre-made raviolis, frozen raviolis. They also fired out very rudely at people on social media after the backlash from the show. They said that everyone ringing in were little punks and little SH words. I censored myself there. And they said they were better than them because they had God on their side. I don't think God really cares much about Amy's Baking Company, especially if they serve processed food.
I don't know. Have you read Paul's letters to the Ephesians? He's pretty explicit about God's support of them.
I don't think so. I have read Paul's letter to the Ephesians several times.
I see. Well, it's kind of a subtext. Anyway,
before we go on, would you like to tell everyone about our show sponsors, Cobra?
You know what? I would. I'm going to tell you all about our show sponsors, Cobra, but after new segment.
Oh, okay. New segment.
See how it gets more ambushy every week? This is where I'm going to go swimming through the Twittersphere. I'm going to pick out a conversational hashtag that people are going nuts about. And then I'm also going to make one up. But it's up to Natalie to decide which is which. Here you go. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here's your first choice. Hashtag daydream belieber, like as in Justin Bieber. Or hashtag pants down tour.
I'm going to say pants down tour.
And you would be right.
That's
pants
trending.
Down tour. It is trending. It's a huge thing. In fact, it's one of the top trending topics worldwide. It is the top trending topic right now in Australia. That's because Sydney's rock band 5 Seconds of Summer, their big summer-long pants-down tour tickets are now on sale. You can get in all the major Australian cities if you want to go there and see them. Just since we started recording this podcast minutes ago, 211 more people have tweeted about pants-down tour.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm following that.
Right, yeah. Have you even followed that vociferously, or not vociferously? That's not the good word choice there. But following it fervently,
eagerly, yes.
Eagerly too. Of course, pants down. Yes. I want to know what's up with the pants down tour, and I want to
start a mom tour called Pants Up Tour, where we just wear mom jeans.
Pants up, yeah, over the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Over the belly button.
I might peg them.
I saw a guy with suspenders on at the airport yesterday, and his pants could have, if he'd acquired moobs, his pants could have doubled as a bra. Anyway, I want to tell you now about Cobra Electronics, and I'm going to tell you about them for a number of reasons. I'm going to tell you about them for this reason. Number one, they are longstanding friends of ours here at the Grizzly Productions Network and patrons of the podcasting arts. We are unable to deliver these podcasts to you week in and week out free of charge without their generous support. And number two, I want to tell you about Cobra Electronics because I use some of the goods from our pals over at Cobra Electronics. In particular, when I road trip, I use their iRadar system. And that keeps me safe from all kinds of speed traps and other driving hazards, red light cameras, you name it. The iRadar protects me against it. And they've continued to evolve and advance this technology. In fact, they have an even more state-of-the-art system since I picked up the iRadar called the Cobra Vedetta system. There's supposedly an even newer iRadar on the horizon. Any day now, we're dying for information about this new Cobra iRadar. But, you know, that sort of material is just the tip of the technological iceberg. What we'd like for you to do right now is just take 1 minute out of your very busy day and in your web browser of choice, type in Cobra.com. Now, once you get past all the anti-G.I. Joe rhetoric, what you're going to find there are technological innovations that not only will make your life simpler, but it will certainly simplify the lives of those people you know who live on the go, like me. So head over to Cobra.com right now. We can't continue to make this show without them. And in order to keep their support, we need you, loyal trendies, to go over, check them out. Won't you do that for us? Natalie,
please do.
We'll be very happy if you do.
Do it. Just do it. Okay, let's talk about Abercrombie and Fitch, speaking of pants going down.
Pants.
Now, a video went viral this week where a man starts a movement to give away Abercrombie and Fitch clothes to the homeless. This is the line of clothing that's sold in stores in the mall that kind of reeks of men's cologne and they're manned by the most attractive Anglo teens in your city.
I see.
Ring a bell?
Okay.
Well, a man named Greg Carber does not like this brand, particularly because the company CEO Mike Jeffries once said that the company refuses to sell extra large sizes for women because they want only the coolest kids wearing their stuff, and apparently chubby girls are not cool.
There you go.
Carber got so worked up about this that he collected Abercrombie clothes and started to give them away to the homeless, encouraging others to do the same, so that the image of the people who wear this line of clothing changes from attractive Anglos to down-and-out people of color and down and out people in general. There is even a hashtag you can follow. It is Fitch the Homeless. And people really like this.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you this video, right? Did you watch it?
I did. It seems like fun, you know? So,
yeah.
And you know what? I have an Abercrombie and Fitch shirt.
You got to give that away to a homeless person now.
Well,
don't you wear that.
I don't have to. I kind of like the way it fits me. But, you know,
well,
maybe if I had a
surplus. The problem is that you're too cool. And so by wearing
that has never been a problem.
You continue the sort of notion that only cool people wear Abercrombie clothes.
I don't know
so
that
you
I've
must
ever
not
been
wear
accused
it.
Of. No, you know what? I'll tell you this. I was once accused of being cool, and this is how I knew it was bogus. I was in a bank drive-through lane, and in the lane next to me was a white unmarked van. And the driver of the van, as I'm waiting, you know, for like the suction tube to return my deposit slip to me, he says, "Hey, you look like a cool guy." And I was like, "What?" He's like, "Would you like to buy some stereo speakers? I've got them right here in my van." And I thought, wait a second, that's bogus. He thinks I'm cool. And I sped away.
I bet your son thinks you're cool.
Probably. I think he thinks I'm a superhero.
So. Right. So you can't wear the Abercrombie shirt is what I'm getting at longer.
Don't oppress me, Natalie. All right?
Okay. But you are, if you want to walk around being all cool and Anglo and good looking, go ahead, but it's on your conscience.
All right.
Okay, Wade Robson trended on Thursday, May 16th. This guy was a child friend of Michael Jackson. Not when Michael Jackson was a child, but when he was a child. He was actually one of the boys that testified back in 2005 that he was never molested by the singer. Well, now he's 30, and he says something entirely different. He went on the Today Show and said that the late pop star was, quote, a pedophile and a child sexual abuser. Mm-hmm. Now, he is suing the Jackson estate for alleged child sex abuse. He seems to be a very confused person because just a few months after Jackson's death in 2009, he went public and said he was a great human being. So I don't know if this is selective memory or if it's very, you know, kind of a gold digging type thing. I don't know what I think of this. It's not mine to say whether it happened or not.
No, but it does seem a little odd for the reasons you just stated.
Yeah. I don't know. This guy might be a bit of a media whore, or maybe he was touched in his dingling. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or both
could be true. Yeah. Okay, David Beckham trended because the oh-so-handsome soccer or football star retired this week. He announced his retirement on Thursday.
From soccer.
Not
being oh-so-handsome.
Soccer is not. Oh, no, he's not retiring from that. He kind of can't get away from it. It's his cross to bear. So anyway, he had his final match this weekend, and he teared up.
Mm.
People wanted to see that, too.
I bet.
I watched it.
No, you did.
Oh, you know, I did.
You're a David Beckham fan?
I like the David Beckham. I don't like it when he opens his mouth, but I will look at him.
I see. Well, when he opens his mouth, what happens? He has bad breath.
I don't know that. I can't smell him, but I don't think he's the most interesting person when he speaks. But he's good to look at. So okay. I think the same of his wife, though. I think she's fabulous.
He's married to one of the Spice Girls, right?
Yes, Posh Spice.
Right, yeah, they are kind of like a fabulous British celebrity couple,
They're fabulous.
Right, they're always like on the cover of Hello, or, you know.
Something like that.
Hello,
yeah.
With an exclamation point.
Okay, Beyonce, she trended because there are rumors that she's preggers again, and they haven't really been confirmed, although E! News says that they confirm them. But, it would be, I guess, time for her to reproduce again. Her daughter, Blue Ivy Carter, is nearly a year and a half old. I wager she will find some fabulous way to announce, though, the fabulous way she announced her first, which was during one of the music awards, and she performed and then ripped open her coat and had the most adorable baby bump ever.
Hmm. Okay. She's married to Jay-Z, right?
She is indeed.
They're like a fabulous American couple.
Yeah. We're talking about a lot of power couples here.
You see them on the cover of, People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have Hello here.
No, we don't. Okay, Beta Breakers trended on Sunday, May 19th. This is the annual foot race in San Francisco that was once known as the biggest foot race in the world. I think it's not that anymore, but that was just in terms of people who participated. It is about 7.5 miles long, and the winners, usually from Africa, complete it in about 35 minutes and win cash prizes and car prizes. I actually have done this nearly a dozen times. I used to do it with my mom all the time. So I know from firsthand experience that it's usually a very drunken event for most people in the Bay Area, and a lot of people do it either in costume or naked. The craziest I've ever been was dressing up in a 1980s leotard and going as a get-in-shape girl.
All right. You know, that might be the most attended foot race in the world, but it's certainly not the most interesting one. The most interesting one involves bulls, and it takes place in Pamplona. And the winner survives being gored.
Mm-hmm. You could dress up in get-in-shape girl outfit, but mostly in that one, you wear white with a red neck tie type thing.
Right. You don't want bright colors because, you know, that's what the bulls are attracted to.
They would run after my get in shape girl in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah. That would go badly for you. On the other hand, if you did the running of the bulls naked, you might be safe.
Right. Yeah. But I wouldn't do that, I think, because the repercussions of actually failing to run from the bull would be extra painful.
Why would you fail? You know, I don't understand that. It's the same premise as traffic, right? Cars, we're all going forward.
You just keep moving.
Just keep running, right? It's easy.
You don't slip.
Yeah.
Don't slip and fall. Well, this is the time where we normally go over Twitter hashtags, but I forgot my power cord today and my laptop's about to die. So we're going to wrap up the show and tell you that we're sorry we've been on hiatus and we will, in fact, be back next week. Mike, anything you have to say, say it fast right now.
I want to say this. I'll see you next week on The Trending Show.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.